KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. We'll take a look at sports here this morning. First in high school wrestling around the area last night, Atlantic Cam hosting a double duel. Atlantic Cam defeating Red Oak 66-16. Creston OM a winner over Atlantic Cam 45-21. Joe Weaver, Easton O'Brien, Caden Stutzman all had a couple of pair of victories last night. Each won both of their matches individually. Also, Creston OM beat Red Oak by a 75-3 final. Also in wrestling last night, at Trainer, it was Trainer winning three of their matches, 75-4 over Griswold. Trainer beat Kemper Catholic 47-21. Trainer over Shenandoah 83-0, and Kemper Catholic topping Griswold 69-3. At Denison last night, it was Clarinda over Lewis Central 40-37. Clarinda beating Denison 38-30, and Lewis Central topping Denison 54-29. Also at St. Albert High School last night, Glenwood winning over Southwest Iowa 75-6. Glenwood beating Harlan 40-37. Glenwood topping St. Albert 63-13. Also Harlan over Southwest Iowa 69-6. Harlan beating St. Albert 63-9. And St. Albert topping Southwest Iowa 54-30. At Underwood last night, Underwood beat Westside 48-24. Creighton Prep over Underwood 42-41. Also at Panorama High School, it was Mount Air over Panorama 48-30. Van Meter beating Mount Air 39-30 last night in wrestling. In high school girls basketball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Haley Rasmussen dropped in 21 points to lead Atlantic to a 73-31 victory over Clarinda. Also, Shenandoah beat Red Oak 40-33, Glenwood over Denison 69-58, Creston beat St. Albert 65-41, Harlan over Kemper Catholic 87-41. In Western Iowa Conference play, Trainer beat Audubon 51-41, Underwood over Missouri Valley 70-15, IKM Manning topping Riverside 68-19, Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 56-31. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK over Peyton Sherdan 69-31, Cam beat Coon Rapids Bayard 71-41, Woodbine over Glidden Ralston 48-37, Arweva 56-48 over West Harrison. From the Corner Conference, it was Stanton over Griswold 58-46, Fremont Mills beat East Mills 51-34. From the Pride of Iowa, Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 66-23, Mount Air over Lenox 44-40. Also around the region last night, Heartland Christian beating the Iowa School for the Deaf 38-21, East Atchison beating Sydney in double overtime 63-56. Now in boys basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Red Oak beat Shenandoah 46-38. It was Harlan over Kemper Catholic 59-45. Glenwood beat Denison 53-47. Creston over St. Albert 68-63. In the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer topping Audubon 77-34. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 75-47. Riverside beat IKM Manning 45-42. Tri-Center 72-53 over Logan Magnolia. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam beat Coon Rapids Bayard 54-42. Exira EHK over Peyton Sherdan 59-42. Woodbine beat Glidden Ralston 76-33. West Harrison over Arweva 59-54. In the Corner Conference, Stanton over Griswold 69-43. East Mills beat Fremont Mills 45-39. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 70-46. Mount Air over Lenox 79-57. And in non-conference play, it was Sydney over East Atchison 64-40. Heartland Christian beating Iowa School for the Deaf 53-47 last night. The Atlantic boys basketball team has rescheduled both of their Hawkeye 10 conference matchups this week. Last night's game on the road against Clarinda was moved to Friday, February 12th at 7:30 p.m., while Friday's home game against Creston has been moved to Saturday, January 23rd at 4 p.m. Both of those evenings were scheduled to be varsity doubleheaders with the girls' games starting the night, but with the absence of the boys' games, the girls' games were moved back to the 7:30 start time following the girls' JV games, and that'll be the schedule again on Friday. Morningside junior forward Sophia Peppers picked up honors from the Great Plains Athletic Conference for the week of November 30th through December 6th. Peppers, an Exira EHK alum, averaged 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, a block shot and a half, and 2 steals per contest, as she had a well-rounded week that enabled the Morningside team to run their win streak to 5 in a row. Her back-to-back 20-point-plus efforts ran a personal string of those outings to 3. Peppers was pivotal down the stretch in a win over Dort December 2nd, hitting 4 straight free throw attempts and tallied 8 points in the final 7 minutes in that win. Iowa hit 17 three-pointers and used a 14-0 run in the second half to take command as the third-ranked Hawkeyes beat 16th-ranked North Carolina 93-80 last night in Iowa City. The Tar Heels had rallied from 16 points down to take a brief one-point lead.
You know, we knew it would be a fight. We knew it wouldn't be perfect. But the one thing that has to be perfect is your competitive instincts. And I thought we really competed.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. That was the Hawkeyes' first big win as they improved to 4-0.
We started together in June. We had a few guys get sick. We shut it down. We came back. You know, we circled the wagons. You know, nobody does anything. Nobody goes anywhere. This is our sanctuary. We come to work, and we stay together. And then to have a win like this, you know, makes it all worth it.
Jordan Bohannon led the Hawkeyes with 24 points as they survived that North Carolina rally.
I've seen everything these past 4 or 5 years, so I knew they were going to make a run at one point, and that was a run. And, you know, I decided to get the guys together, and, you know, Luca and I said, you know, we're just not losing this game. We're going to stick together, and we were getting really good shots all night long, and we got important stops when we needed to. We made big shots.
C.J. Frederick had 21 points, and Joe Wieskamp added 19 in the Hawkeye effort. Kansas and Creighton went down to the wire before the fifth-ranked Jayhawks escaped with a 73-72 win over the number 8 Blue Jays last night. Jalen Wilson almost went from hero to goat in the closing minutes. He nailed a tie-breaking three-pointer with 42 seconds left, but he also committed a foul beyond the arc with 1 second left. The preseason Big East Player of the Year, Marcus Zagorowski, hit his first two free throws but missed the third, and Kansas came away with its fifth straight win over Creighton. Also, men's top 25 play, Io DeSumo provided 18 points, and sixth-ranked Illinois beat number 10 Duke 83-68. Number 12 Tennessee beat Colorado 57-46. Penn State 75-55 over number 15 Virginia Tech. Ron Harper Jr. had 26 points, leading the 21st-ranked Scarlet Knights of Rutgers over Syracuse 79-69 and Ohio State a 90-85 win over Notre Dame last night. The Drake men look to stay undefeated and will be in search of their 21st straight non-conference home victory tonight when they host McKendree University. The Bulldogs are 4-0, and coach Darren DeVries believes any COVID shutdowns have played a big part in avoiding any COVID shutdowns have played a big part in their success.
We've been able to go and practice. I think that's been a huge advantage for us that we didn't have, you know, any 2 weeks where we just weren't able to get stuff done, especially this fall. Because I really, you know, like a lot of programs right now, I've had to take 2 weeks off and then try to work your way back into it. So I think that's been good for us.
Again, that game in Des Moines tonight. The UNI Panthers face a difficult test tonight with a visit to 19th-ranked Richmond. The Panthers are 1-3, and standout junior A.J. Green remains sidelined with a hip injury.
I'd love for our program to be on the floor against the best teams in the country. You know, it's something we talk about in recruiting. It's something we talk about with our guys a lot. We want to be on the floor with the best teams in the country and figure out, you know, what it takes to beat them.
In that game coming up tonight, that's Panther coach Ben Jacobson in that little cut there. The first of two Cy-Hawk games is tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena as the Iowa Hawkeye women host Iowa State. The Hawkeyes are 3-0, while the Cyclones are 2-2 after a loss at home to top-ranked South Carolina.
Excellent freshman guards, and so they're coming in, but they obviously have the experience of Scott with a senior center, and then obviously Jones as a junior power forward guard type player. Just both excellent players, and Ashley is obviously one of the best in the country.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes have won 4 straight in the series and 5 of the last 6. Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly says it's not difficult to motivate his team for this game.
Anyone who says this game isn't important is either lives in a cave or is lying. But our kids understand. I mean, they know what this is about.
Fennelly says the Cyclones appreciate just the chance to be able to play this game tonight. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says Wisconsin gets a lot of notoriety for its run game, but its defense has helped the Badgers dominate the Big Ten West. The teams meet Saturday, and the Hawkeyes have to find a way to solve a defense that's yielded less than 270 yards in every game.
You know, when they shifted to a 34 front, I figured that was going to take a couple of years. It took about 2 weeks, it looks like, because they were right at the top of the league first year. And they had 7 or 8, 9 seniors on that team. So, okay, they got some good seniors at least. You know, maybe that's why. 3 weeks into the next season, with all these new players, they were higher ranked than they were the year before.
Ferentz says sophomore quarterback Spencer Petras and the Iowa offense will be forced to put together long drives against a Badger team that does a good job playing the field position game. We'll have that game coming up for you on Saturday. That's a 12:30 pregame. 2:30 is kickoff. Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State top the college football playoff rankings for the third straight week. The selection committee's second from last rankings had only a little movement in the top 10. Texas A&M is still fifth. Florida held at sixth. Iowa State moved up a couple of spots. They're at seven after earning a spot in the Big 12 title game. Cincinnati slipped a spot to eighth after an idle week because of COVID-19 issues in the program. Michigan has canceled its annual football showdown with Ohio State, citing a rising number of COVID-19 cases within the Wolverines program. Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh said his players were very disappointed to not face the third-ranked Buckeyes, who would be heavily favored. The season-ending grudge match, known as the game, won't be played for the first time in 102 years. With two games already canceled, the Buckeyes, under current conference rules, still need a sixth game to be eligible to play for the Big Ten Championship December 19th in Indianapolis against Northwestern. Coach Ryan Day said the conference should consider allowing Ohio State to play with only five games. And in the NFL last night, the Baltimore Ravens ended their three-game losing streak as they post a 34-17 win over the Dallas Cowboys. That's Check of Sports this morning, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.